Hi, this is Natasha, aka Natty Willy from The Nerd Element. I'm here with author Timothy. Timothy Zahn. How are you today?
I'm very good, thanks.
All right, so you are most famous for writing books related to the Star Wars franchise. So tell us a little bit more about the series, especially for those like me that have just watched the movies. And you know, I used to work at a library, and I would always see all of these Star Wars books, and I'm like, I think I do recall seeing your name, and there were just several different authors, so I'm just like, where do I start if I wanted to actually start reading Star Wars books?
Well, if you wanted to start reading my Star Wars books, there are three entry points. One is the first trilogy I wrote, the Thrawn trilogy, mm-hmm. Heir to the Empire, Dark Force Rising, The Last Command. Those take place 5 years after Return of the Jedi,
okay.
Picking up the situation there. Han and Leia are married, Luke is becoming a full Jedi, etc., etc., and we have a new threat coming in. If you prefer the classic movies, you could start with Allegiance and Choices of One, or Scoundrels. Those take place between A New Hope and Empire Strike Back.
Okay.
They are the Rebellion era. Luke, Han, and Leia are still fighting with the Rebels. Han's not really sure he wants to join this rebellion thing. Luke is trying to find his way as a Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got the Imperium, Empire in all of its full power and glory. So those are the classic era ones. They also would introduce you to Mara Jade, one of my most popular characters. In her prime as the Emperor's Hand, an agent, special agent from the Emperor himself, rooting out corruption and dealing with it inside the Imperial ranks.
Okay.
If you are a prequel fan, you might start with Outbound Flight. That takes place just before Attack of the Clones.
Okay.
It features young Obi-Wan and Anakin, and introduces Grand Admiral Thrawn. At that point, he's just Commander Thrawn out in the Chiss space as he deals with the an Outbound Flight mission and makes his first contact with Darth Sidious.
Okay.
So there are actually three entry points into my, three or four into my series of 10 novels. Oh, and Scoundrels, you could pick that one up. That's mostly a standalone. It comes right after A New Hope.
Okay.
It is Star Wars meets Ocean's 11. Han
that
Solo,
sounds so
Chewbacca,
awesome.
Lando, and eight other scoundrels are going to hit up a bad guy's impregnable vault.
That is awesome. I actually definitely want to read that. So, how has the publishing industry changed since you first started being a writer?
The big change, as
everybody
will tell you, is ebooks.
Mm-hmm.
And hardcover sales are still doing fine, last I heard.
Okay.
The problem is paperback sales have gone down. Kindles and Nooks have not really picked up the slack, and the big question in the publishing world is, where are all the readers? So we don't know if they've all gone to video games and other online stuff, or whether they've just stopped reading, or whether it's just the calm as they pick up their own e-readers and such. We'll see. I think the publishing business in one form or another will continue, hopefully, since that's my livelihood.
Right, yeah.
But at the moment, I still have enough work to keep going, so...
And you're definitely popular, so it's not like you're
going
to go away anytime soon.
I'm hoping not.
No, we hope not either. Have you had any strange fan encounters over the course of the years when you've done conventions or...?
Actually, you know, a lot of my fans tend to be very polite, very intelligent, very nice people, and I'm not trying to butter them up, but just people who read are generally nice people, and I don't mean anything against Stephen King, but I'm not sure I'd want to be alone in a room with some of his fans. I think he probably has a bit more of a weird element to his readership than I do to mine. I think the worst encounter I had was a woman who backed me to a corner at a convention and complained about what I had done in the last book with Mara Jade. And I had to tell her I didn't write that book. It didn't make a bit of difference to her. The fact that that was my created character,
right?
I was responsible. And I could not get it through to her that if my name is not on the cover, I have no power over what was done here. But she was upset with me, and she really, I just had to kind of escape quietly.
So,
but mostly just very polite, very nice people.
And that's good to hear, because, you know, conventions, there have been some strange fan encounters with various guests, you know, probably over the course of the years. So what other conventions?
The media people have more trouble with that as well, the actors and such. So again, acting, people see you on the screen. I think some fans think they know you because of that and try to get more personal. It's not quite the same with the book.
Okay. Tell us more about your other novels.
Oh, well, what can I say? I got
Specifically, like, other series that you've done?
Did a trilogy called The Black Collars.
Okay.
I got a series called The Cobras. There are 7 books in that series already.
Okay.
There's 6-book young adult Dragonback series.
Okay.
Conqueror's trilogy. I've done 45 books total. 10 of those have been Star Wars, and 2 have been in the Terminator Salvation area. So that's 45, 35, 33 books that are original of mine, and about 100 short stories and novelettes.
Okay.
So I've been doing a lot of stuff. Star Wars obviously is what gets me the most notice.
Right.
I've been busy with other things as well. And I'm just starting a new series with author David Weber, set in his Honor Harrington universe.
Okay.
So we're kind of doing the early days of that that series, 300 years before he's writing.
So what other conventions are you going to be doing this year?
I am going to be at Dragon Con. I will be at Fen Con in Dallas in September, Tyler Rose City Comic Con a month later in Tyler, Texas. I've got Liberty Con in Chattanooga, Necronomicon in Tampa, Origins, that's in June, in Columbus, Ohio, and Honor Con, an Honor Harrington convention in November. I'll be with David Weber in that one.
So I've been asking this for a lot of the authors, but of course there are media guests here, you know, other guests as well. So who, if you saw walk by, would you totally geek out about?
At this point, probably Billy Piper.
Yeah, I'm wearing the T-shirt.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, we didn't know until it was too late to get tickets to the actual meeting and stuff. So I'm going to see if there's any way I can sneak in at some point. But actually, I've met several of the authors. I don't think I have ever met anyone who is a stuffed shirt. All the actors that I've run into have been very nice, very pleasant people.
And I've run into the same thing, which is great.
Yeah. But I'm hoping to get down and say hello to Kevin Sorbo.
Mm-hmm.
Met a few other times. I need a couple of pictures from Dirk Benedict for a son and a friend. So, but I'll be spending most of my time here at the table when I'm not doing panels or signings and such.
Well, I'll definitely hopefully try and catch one of your panels.
Okay.
So thank you for taking the time.
Okay, no problem.
All right. This is Natasha Williams, a.k.a. Natty Willie from The Nerd Element. Thanks.